Welcome to Insider Profile. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. Insider Profile is brought to you by TechWeb, the technology supersite, the latest news and features about computers, computing, and high-tech finance. You can find it at www.techweb.com. In the 1980s, Brewster Kahle invented a system to categorize the Internet and make it more useful to publishers and users, the Waze system. Now he's on to a new venture. Brewster and his team have been working for more than a year on the grounds of San Francisco's Presidio, archiving the entire Internet on more than 2 terabytes of storage. The Alexa system they've created offers new information to people trying to navigate the net. Our David Sims asked Brewster to explain how Alexa works.
Alexa Internet is a project that we've put in this national park called the Presidio in San Francisco, one of the most beautiful places in the country. What we've been doing is constructing a new navigation service to help people make sense of where they are and where they might want to go on the Internet. And to start this, we thought we really needed to get an idea of what was going on there out there on the net, so we archived a full copy of the public web that's available, and also changes of it over time, so we could do analysis of it and link analysis, as well as donate a copy to an organization called the Internet Archive.
And that's a separate organization from Alexa?
Yes, the Internet Archive is a public charity that is designed to give the long-term care and feeding of our early digital history. The idea is that the web is worth it.
Archiving the whole net, can you give us some sense of how big the scale is?
Yeah, there are about 640,000 websites right now. It's still doubling about every 6 months. And if you count the total number of pages and images and how much storage that is, that's about 2 terabytes. And a terabyte is 1 million megabytes. So it's about 2 million megabytes of material. You know, the question is kind of, how big is a terabyte? Because it's not something, at least I've had much experience with before this project, when gigabytes was thought of as large just a few years ago. But all the text in the Library of Congress is about 20 terabytes. And it's this tape robot that's about the size of 2 Coke machines. And it's got this arm that goes and pulls tapes from these shelves and sticks them into a whole bank of tape drives and then copies those onto hard disk. Alexa is instantiated by like a toolbar or a little dashboard that's on the bottom of your screen that talks to your browser and then talks back to databases at Alexa that then go and display information about where you are and where you might want to go. So it's metadata trying to give you an idea of who's behind the website you're looking at, how often has it changed, is it very popular, is there any security warnings, those sorts of things, third-party information about where you are, and then where else might you want to go from here? And that information is difficult to compute, and that's some of the real crux of the Alexa service, is I'm looking at this web page, where might I want to go next? The holy grail in all of this is usage paths, is where have other people that have been on this website, where did they go during that session that they had a good time? Where good time means that they stayed and they read the pages or they clicked through. Basically, where's the good stuff after somebody has sorted through all the search engines and directories and da-da-da-da-da? Other people have found the good stuff. Why can't I leverage that? And the way we're trying to do that is by having people contribute those paths anonymously that then get mined into these suggestions that people are presented with.
So you're tracking people's paths, kind of like a scout looking at paths through the forest.
Yes, but we don't care who they were. We just want to know where are the high traffic sites that might lead to the good views or the water hole or wherever the good things in the forest. We're starting the system with other suggestions that come from link analysis on the web, content analysis, and as well some editorial judgment.
There's something in it called the 404 killer?
Well, one thing that you get for free if you've got an archive is you've got an ability to make out-of-print web pages come back. There are some valuable resources that are just now out of print. You don't expect all books to be continuously printed. In the same way, we shouldn't expect all great web pages to always be on some site that will always be there. The web changes. If you crawl web pages during 1 week, then 1 week later, 1% of those documents are gone.
Tell us a little bit about your path, how you got to this point, from MIT to Alexa.
At MIT, we always wanted to make things that made an impact on large numbers of people, and, well, that was the era of VAXes, and they weren't very fast computers, and so Danny Hillis had this idea of constructing a connection machine with tens of thousands of processors all working together. It sounded like a good idea, and so we built this thing called the connection machine, which allowed us to process and search through gigabytes in a fraction of a second. From there, this internet stuff started really coming around and said, well, that's not that different, it's just another network of computers. How do we make that searchable? And that was the genesis of the Waze project. Well, we have these computers that are very fast, and then the internet came along and added the content. Now we've got something to play with. Now we've got critical mass to go and try to make something so that these computers can augment and maybe provide advice that's useful to people.
You've been listening to Insider Profile, brought to you by TechWeb, the technology supersite. The latest news and features about computers, computing, and high-tech finance. Find it at www.techweb.com. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. We'll be back next week with another Insider Profile.